Thank you, Lord, for the confirmation of your mother's role in restoring America. Help us, please, to set aside our knee-jerk reactions and be open to the workings of heaven on earth. Amen. This is really exciting, Heart Dwellers. Really exciting. I didn't expect any kind of a confirmation like this from the Lord, and I'm just delighted to see it. One of our intercessors brought forth a Kim Clement prophecy that talks about the mother of Jesus being instrumental in turning the government around. She brought this up because I saw Mary sitting on a throne over the Capitol Rotunda. Please, let's not get upset about thrones. I believe all the faithful in heaven have some sort of throne to correspond to their crowns. Anyway, she was very busy, surrounded by angels coming and going on assignment from her. Then Jesus told me that she had been given jurisdiction over this process of restoring America. And she had also been entrusted with graces and angels to help her in this work. So here is the Kim Clement prophecy of the Blessed Mary and Trump on 3/25/11. So this is the Feast of the Annunciation that Kim was given this prophecy. And this feast day is celebrated by the Eastern Christians, the Orthodox, and the Roman Catholics. And this is a little snippet from the scriptures. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her, and he said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. That's the rosary prayer, by the way. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing as I know not a man? The angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come unto thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. That's Luke, the first chapter. Kim begins here, and just like Esther interceded for her people, so will Our Lady for her children of America. The restoration of America, I see a president that shall come, and this is not to speak bad about this one. There is a president who will come, and God says he will have absolutely no fear. Absolutely no fear. He will be decisive. He will make decisions. And then in the middle of the restoration of America, rapidly, because of a source of energy that shall come quickly, and because of medical breakthroughs, and because of agreements between nations, specifically China, God said, they shall say, we never dreamed this would happen. They said that this in Japan would never happen. God says, listen to me. As the beginning of the restoration, as it begins, there shall be a woman that shall rise up a woman that shall be strong in faith, virtuous, beautiful in eyes. Her eyes shall be so beautiful. Her eyes shall be round and big. I have crowned her, says the Lord, as I crowned Esther, and the people shall receive her. She shall have the oil of gladness for the pain and the mourning that has taken place, and she shall pour out the oil. Is there some oil here, please? He asked. She shall pour out the oil on this nation, and God says, healing shall begin, and then it shall flow rapidly. Schools will be free from potential damage and danger. Shootings and murder, drug addiction. Cartels shall be afraid of a woman anointed by God, a woman set aside. And God says, they will say, we hated her, but now we love her. For she shall take the oil of healing, and she shall pour it out upon the scars of those left and those right, and of the new party that has come forth and emerged, where they shall say, Christ will reign, and we shall not implement socialism at all. Where they have said, we will make history without God. No, you will not. No, you will not, says the Lord. For I chose this nation before it was founded, before anybody came here. I chose this entire nation, all 50 states, every one of them, to send my gospel to the entire earth. Do you think I have changed my mind? Therefore, the healing that is necessary for this nation shall come at a time in the middle of the presidency. There shall be a woman that shall come, and God said, there shall be oil that shall be poured upon the nation, and they shall suddenly feel the healing, and they shall say, it is well with my soul, it is well with our soul. For the soul of America has been corrupted. The soul of this nation has been corrupted with bitterness and anger. And God said, she shall say, no more bitterness, no more anger, no more division. And she will pour the oil that shall come from the Spirit of the Lord himself. If you as a nation believe, if you as a nation want this, lift your voice and shout one more time and say yes. Yes to Esther. Yes to Esther. Yes to Esther. Wow. That is just amazing. What an amazing prophecy. And he even calls her Our Lady. Nobody else has that title. That is her title. How very beautiful. And on the rotunda, where she was sitting on a throne, and the Lord had told me before that he had armed her with graces and angels to bring forth his will on earth. It's beautiful, just beautiful. So there's a confirmation. She has been crowned by the Holy Trinity because she's been faithful with the littler things, and so she's been given great things. And you might want to pay attention to what's going on in Africa and Vietnam and different places where she is manifesting, and there are healings and conversions. To share with you, when we were in the Roman Catholic Church, before we left, we had a rosary group that we prayed, and she would manifest herself during the group. I would see her, and several other people would see her. And in fact, we wrote a book. I finished it the very night of 9/11. Before 9/11 happened, I finished the book hours before 9/11 happened. And it's called A Hope in Winter Comes, and I have not published it yet. But I will. and make it available to you if you're interested. She opens. She opens in the visions. The first vision, she's holding the scriptures and she's fanning through them, and golden light is coming off of them. And she's talking about the majesty and the beauty of the scriptures and that they are God's promises to his people. Beautiful. It's beautiful, the lessons that came forth from her. So, I came to the Lord after all this talking on the internet, trying to explain to people exactly what I was saying, exactly what the Lord meant. And I was weary. I was really weary. And I told him, Lord, I just don't know what else to say. I've defended what you've given me as best as I know how. And there's still others that don't get it. And Jesus began, when you meet with resistance, kindly and gently inform and leave the rest to me and my Holy Spirit. Claire, you are not alone in this venture. It truly is a great task you've been given to introduce Christian souls to the order of heaven and how it interfaces with the earth. And I want to stop here for a moment and tell you, as a fundamentalist, evangelical, spirit-filled fundamentalist, of course, I had all the attitudes about the Catholic Church that I'd picked up in that faith. But I always had this Bible in front of me. I would always see Jesus sitting at a desk with this Bible in front of him. And my relationship to him was very much very intellectual and very much of the Word. When I came into the Catholic Church, became a Franciscan sister, I was kneeling before a statue. And a statue is not an idol. A statue is a reminder of someone who's not present in the room. And I was praying my rosary, which is basically asking her to pray for me. And all of a sudden, the statue manifested and came alive. And she looked at me very sweetly and smiled. And then, poof, she was gone. And there was Jesus. And he came to me and he held me. And that was the first time that I really experienced the deep, deep intimacy that I've been trying to teach you on the channel. And I've wanted to share that with you, but I knew that the Lord has his timing and he wouldn't allow it. And believe me, I ached to be able to share with you the difference that she made in my life with her intercession in bringing me into deeper intimacy with the Lord, the deepest intimacy I've ever had with Jesus. It all began because of her prayers for me. And on that note, there's a book that, if you care to be interested, there's a book called The Imitation of Mary, and it's very well written. It's by Alexandre de Rouville. And there are two imitations of Mary, but this is the one that's really anointed. And in that, he has conversations with Our Lady about the faith. And the things that she says about her son are so beautiful. The way that she presents him, the way that she speaks to the believer, that they should yield up their whole lives to Jesus, is so beautiful. It's just remarkable. And I had all my prejudices about Mary, believe me. And someone handed me this book when I knew that I was going to become Catholic. They handed me this book, and I sat down to read it, and I was stunned by the gentleness, by the sincerity, by the intimacy, by the sweetness, by the clarity of this writing and the dialogue that this priest had written with Mary. I was just stunned. I said, this is an idolatry. This woman is acting as a mother to a believer. She's forming the believer tenderly, like a mother. Wow! We have a Father in heaven, and we have Jesus. And now I have a spiritual mother, someone I can truly look up to, that knows the ways of her Son intimately and knows what pleases him and what doesn't please him. And she's forming us in this love for him. How amazing is that? And the desk disappeared, and the Bible stayed there hovering in the air, but there was no longer any impediment to me embracing Jesus. It was a whole different relationship, a softness, a gentleness. It wasn't the hard edge of fundamentalism that I'd been used to. It was something like a family, familial. It was beautiful. And I've longed to share that with you, heart dwellers. I truly have. This woman is defending Jesus and is putting forth the things about Jesus that he loves and the things that he doesn't like. She's preparing his bride. That's what she's doing. And as I got to know her more and more through these visions, and she was appearing to us, well, basically, nonstop for several months, and she still occasionally, I see her clearly, and I'm going to put a rosary CD up that I had written during this time when she was appearing, and you can feel the change in my voice when she comes into the room. You can actually feel the difference between the Hail Marys while I'm saying them. So anyway, getting back to the point, he's talking here, he's talking about interfacing with heaven. He wants you to know how heaven interacts with earth. He wants you to understand the dynamics. And especially for those of you who are really stuck in your spiritual life, her intercession on your behalf can make all the difference in the world. So the Lord continued here. He said, "You asked me earlier, what is Kim Clement doing?" Jesus said, "He's very happy and a busy man going about my business and working behind the scenes with my body. He was faithful to me, and I have rewarded him with greater influence in heaven, which will affect his work on earth. As it is written in the parable of the talents, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and another 1 bag, and each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more bags. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought forth the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." That's Matthew 25. Jesus continued, "Claire, everyone in heaven is working for those still on earth. This is the time of the great wrap-up, and all eyes are on earth, doing what they can to save souls. They are given responsibilities and angels to assist them in carrying them out. Many times they are allowed to appear in a dream, as you have experienced, and give a word. Other times they appear in visions and apparitions and draw people to me. Everyone in heaven has a job to do, and it's all about saving souls. Do not be dismayed about the reaction to my mother. Satan has erected an iron wall around her in the minds of people who cannot think clearly for themselves, but tend to follow a leader. More and more in these end times, I will reveal her role in the church, and that wall will fall, just as the Iron Curtain fell. You are in the front lines of this movement, and you can expect opposition at every turn. But you are not alone. There are many ministers who now recognize her role, but will not say it publicly for fear of being ostracized and losing people from their ministries. I know that you knew nothing of Kim Clement's prophecy. It was a special surprise for you, just to confirm that you are on the right track in exposing these things. It is time for her to be recognized for her work on earth, and someone has to explain it in the early church context, not the present-day Roman context. The treasures of the early church have been lost, Claire. I want them restored, and I have chosen you to be a part of this work, and I caution you not to be influenced by those who are set in their ways. I had to deal with the very same spirit, a religious spirit, with the Pharisees. They would not search the scriptures for themselves, or they would have had plenty of evidence, but then they would have to stand up to ridicule by others in the Sanhedrin who knew they would not agree that I fulfilled prophecy. You are in the same dilemma as I was. The scriptures are clear, but popular religion has chosen to overlook the deeper meaning. Anyone who does bring this forth will get what you got and worse. I have many plans to unveil this in ways that will be accepted, but I know your heart is to help those who have stalled in their pursuit of intimacy with me. You can tell them for me that I stooped to enter the Virgin's womb, and I reward those who will stoop in abject humility to ask for her prayers. Remember, dear ones, I did not produce wine for the married couple. Think about it. Was I uninformed they had run out of wine? Was I so busy having a good time I didn't see that happen? Did I not care that they would be embarrassed? What did I answer my mother when she noted to me that they were out of wine? It was not my time to be revealed. That is why I would not produce wine for them. Easily, in the blessing of the meal, I could have done this, and no one would have known they were going to run short. I allowed this to demonstrate my mother's heart and her sway over mine. I also wanted to demonstrate to you that she knew the way to my heart when she told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you to do." Never in her life was she in it for herself. Her sole concern was to see the kingdom of God come to earth. And to this end, she spared herself no suffering, including offering me up to savage Roman soldiers. It is your choice, people. You can either consider the scriptures and what is written, or you can continue on with the stubborn party line. But I promise that those of you who are humble enough to receive her role will be greatly blessed by her intercession. The choice is yours.